Thanks to those who download these Toxics podcasts from iTunes. We invite your comments, correspondence, and feedback by email at utahchristians@gmail.com. Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder of Jari, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Aganati Mananda Syam Ganaganam Sarapya Chaksurim Miri Tamyana Tajmai Sri Gurudev Maha. Today we'd like to talk to you about consistency. We all have things that we're waiting on, a dream to pass, a promotion to come, our health to improve, waiting to meet the right person. When it's taking longer than we thought, there's a tendency to get discouraged. We don't see anything changing. We think maybe we got it wrong. It's not meant to be. But we're here to encourage you and to promise you that what God put into your heart is en route. It may be taking longer than you thought. Things may not be changing. The waiting period is just simply a test. Are you going to quit, retreat, throw in the towel, give up? Or are you going to keep moving forward, keep traveling, keep praying, keep thanking Krishna or God, keep being your best at work, keep being good to other people, keep honoring God by chanting any bona fide name of God? But because you came to the Krishna temple, our formula is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There's incredible power in doing something consistently. You're not moved by what's not changing. You consistently have a good attitude. You're not up one day and then down the next 2 days. You're consistently in a good mood. You don't work hard for a month and then kick back and slack off for the next month. You're consistently excellent. Everything may not be perfect in your life. You may, as most of us are, dealing with challenges, but you're not complaining. You're consistently thanking God, consistently declaring His promises, consistently expecting His favor. Krishna, God, never promised in any scripture of the world that things would turn around instantly, overnight. There'll always be a waiting period. The key is not to be impatient. Why not? Because God rewards faithful, patient people. People who keep doing the right thing, even when it's taking longer than they thought. In the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the beautiful story, the absolute truth, Krishna says to his devotee, Maharaj Yudhisthira, my devotee is not deterred by any adverse conditions of life. He always remains firm and steadfast. Therefore, I, and this is God speaking here, give myself to him, and I favor him or her so that they can achieve the highest success in life. Do you know the only thing that's holding most people back in life? Yeah, consistency. What would happen if you consistently got to work on time? Consistently treat your spouse with respect. Consistently exercise and consistently put God first place in your life. Talented, attractive, lucky people are everywhere, dime a dozen. They're all over, peppered throughout your community, throughout your friend groups. And they're freaking amazing in some areas, what they can do. But rarely is one of them a consistent person. And that's why eventually most people fail. Not because of lack of talent or ability, but because of lack of consistency. Would you believe it that consistent people are extremely rare? Therefore, if you can learn to cultivate consistency in your walk with God, you will eventually outlast and overcome any talent, luck, skill, and even quality just by being consistent. In the Miracle Morning, great bestseller, Hal Elrod writes these words, repetition can be boring or tedious, which is why so few people ever master anything. Talent, on the other hand, is intimidating. It's scary. It makes you feel insecure, not good enough. He says there's a ton of gold down there. The question is, are you willing to do the amount of shoveling that you need to do until you get there? If you've never heard of Matthew Della Vadova, you're not alone. He was a second string point guard on the Cleveland Cavaliers during the NBA Finals. Della Vadova had been an average player throughout his entire NBA career. This night, he had the unenviable task of guarding Stephen Curry, the league's MVP. Despite being completely outmatched at first in talent, Della Vadova was determined to outwork Curry. He dove for loose balls, threw his body into far bigger defendants, got smashed, pillar to post all game long, but he guarded Curry like his life depended upon it. Through sheer effort, Della Vadova stopped Curry. The Cavaliers won. He'd faced a far superior talent and won simply by outworking his opponent. Della Vadova was so exhausted, he had to be hospitalized later that same evening to recover. That's what outworking talent looks like. That's what outlasting luck looks like. Many talented people fall back and rely on their charisma, their magnetism, and their God-given abilities to succeed. However, their luck is eventually going to run out. Their laziness will eventually be exposed by an individual who's willing to outwork anyone. And when you're consistent, you're not ruled by your feelings. Your feelings will not be up one day and down another day. Your feelings would have told you to eat that whole gallon of ice cream. Your feelings would have you go around, boo-hoo, poor me, living in self-pity. Our encouragement tonight is don't let feelings rule your life. They're a part of it, but they're not meant to rule your life. Why? Because you have a destiny to fulfill. You have an assignment that's too great for you to accomplish by giving into your mind, your senses, and your feelings. You have to put your foot down and say, feelings, you're not going to control me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rather than being controlled by my feelings, I'm going to make decisions that honor Krishna. I'm going to do the right thing when it's hard. I'm going to go to work when I don't feel like it. I'm going to treat these people with respect, even though they don't deserve it. If you'll just keep being consistent, then you're going to see Krishna or God show out in your life. One devotee said, we should always be abounding in the work of the Lord. What can you say about yourself that's always? Are you always worried? Are you always late? Are you always hot-tempered? Why don't you change the always in your life? If you're consistent in the wrong areas, it's going to keep you from your destiny. Now, I know some people who are real devotees. Their circumstances aren't perfect. They have challenges. They have critics. However, they're always joyful. They're always encouraging. They're always looking out for their brothers and sisters. They're always at the temple. They're always lending a helping hand. They've made this choice to keep moving forward. Krishna or God has awesome things in your future, but the only way that you're going to see them is by being consistent. Not moved by what's happening, not discouraged because it's taking longer, not slacking off because you don't see any sign of it. When you travel steadily, you're going to come into blessings and favor because of your consistency and your faithfulness, not because of your great talent, your great courage, but because you keep doing the right thing day after day, week after week, month after month. Don't coast on talent alone. Let me remind you of the responsibility that you have to honor your gift and to consecrate it by using it to honor that person who created you from whom your gift came. And if you're not that good, well, here's the good news. You can get better by practice and repetition. Odds are none of us are our best selves yet. We still need time to develop and sharpen our skills and talent. Well, there's only one way to do that, consistency, repetition. That will make you incredible. It will make you world class. In the words of Chuck Close, things will grow out of the activity itself. You will, through work, bump into other possibilities and kick open other doors you would have never dreamt of if you were just sitting around trying to think of a great idea. You need to get up out of the chair, get moving, step out in faith, make decisions that honor Krishna, sacrifice to raise those children. Stay faithful in that marriage that's difficult. Be your best at the job, going the extra mile. Start every day by honoring God with His holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you do these things, your time is coming. Krishna is about to do something unusual. Promotion that will thrust you to a new level. That problem that you struggled with for years is about to turn around. It's going to happen sooner than you think. When we started building a second Krishna temple in Salt Lake City, we really didn't have the funds and we really didn't have the resources. But one of our members, Sri Sarma, he insisted that we build the temple, and he insisted that if we ever got in a tight spot, he would help us out financially. He literally pushed us to build the temple. Initially, it was supposed to cost $1 million, but costs went up and up and up and up and up and up. Building exploded in Utah. It ended up costing twice that. We finished and opened the temple in August of 2019. Sharma had given outright $152,000 to help with the construction of the temple. And when we got bogged down about 3/4 of the way through, he loaned us interest-free $208,000. So now the temple's been open for a year, it's up and running, but it's been bothering me, it's been weighing me down. We weren't able to do the Festival of Colors this year. Our wholesale color business went bust overnight because of the pandemic. So all year I've been wondering, how are we ever gonna pay back this $208,000? Last week, Sharma called. He said, don't worry about it, Charu. We're equal. I'm forgiving the debt. It's going to happen suddenly. The secret is consistency. We were consistent in moving ahead with the construction project, and he was consistent in his promise that we would not ultimately have to worry about the finances. In a book called Keeping Pace, Ernest Fitzgerald relayed the true story of a magazine company which several years ago purchased a new computer. Its function was to compile data and send out subscription notices to customers whose subscriptions had expired. One day, something went wrong with the machine. Before the error was discovered, about a month later, a certain rancher in Colorado had received 9,374 notices to renew his subscription. Later on, someone in the magazine office posted the letter that the company received from the rancher. Inside was a check for 1 year's subscription, along with a handwritten note that says, I give up. Send me the magazine. You might say it was won over by consistent, persistent attention. So because you stayed faithful, consistent, you're not going to have to struggle to make it happen. Blessings are going to find you. The right people are going to track you down. Healing is going to come knocking at your door. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Just don't be impatient for Krishna to act. His ways are not our ways. Those dreams that God placed in your heart are still on schedule. Those promises that he's whispered to you in the night, they're still in your future. Sometimes the reason it is taking so long is that Krishna has plans for you that are bigger than you could ever imagine. He's getting you ready, getting you built up to carry the weight of the blessing, the weight of the extra influence. As you keep moving steadily forward, you're going to get stronger. Your faith is going to grow. Your character is coming up higher. When Krishna or God gives you a promise, note there'll always be a waiting period. What we do while we're waiting will determine whether the promise comes to pass. If we wait discouraged, upset, oh, it's taking too long, we're going to get stuck right where we are. You can be anointed, but not yet appointed. You will have to go through a season of proving, a season of testing. Will you do the right thing when you're not getting your way? Will you keep serving others when you know you're overqualified for that job? You have more in you. To see promises come to pass, you need to keep progressing steadily. You have to do the right thing even when nobody is watching. You have to do your best even when somebody else is getting the credit. You have to thank Krishna or God even when the doors are not opening. When Krishna puts a promise in your heart, no matter who tried to stop you, no matter how big your enemies are, no matter how unfair it is or how long it's been, if you just keep consistently moving forward, passing the tests, not bitter because people did you wrong, not giving up because it's taking a long time, not slacking off because things are not improving, then Krishna is going to give you the victory. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He's going to move the wrong people out of the way. He'll give you favor to defeat giants. He'll make ways when you don't see a way. Just don't be impatient. It may not happen as fast as you'd like. The waiting is a test. You have to prove to Krishna that you'll be faithful in the small things before he entrusts you with the great. There was a classic Dr. Seuss tale. I don't know if you read it. It's called Horton Hears a Who. Anybody know that? Okay. One day, Horton the elephant hears a cry for help coming from a speck of dust. And even though he can't see the speck, he decides to listen to the voice and give them whatever assistance they may ask for. And as it turns out, the speck of dust is home to the Whos, who live in a city called Whoville. Horton agrees to help the Whos protect their home, but this gives him nothing but grief, criticism, and torment from his neighbors who refuse to believe that anything could survive on this tiny little speck. Still, Horton's motto is, after all, a person is a person no matter how small. That's his code. Through many trials, grief, tribulations, Horton consistently perseveres, saying, I meant what I said, and I said what I meant, an elephant's faithful 100%. What do we learn from this? Those times that you're doing the right thing, but nothing is improving, that's a proving season. You have to show Krishna that you're not going to get discouraged. You're not going to give up on your dream. You're not going to let what didn't work out cause you to lose your passion. You may know you're anointed. Krishna's put promises in your heart. He's spoken things to you, but you're not yet appointed. It's easy to get discouraged in between anointed and appointed. The key is you have to keep thanking Krishna when you don't see anything happening. Keep praising when you could be complaining. Keep coming to the temple when you feel like staying at home. Keep being good to people who are not being good to you. If you're not being moved by what's not working out, but you continuously and consistently keep doing the right thing, then you're going to go from anointed to appointed. You're going to come out of the pit and go up to the palace. Maybe you're doing the right thing, but you don't see any growth. You're praying, believing, working hard, but things still aren't improving. Don't get discouraged by what's not changing. Don't slack off because it hasn't happened yet. Keep doing the right thing consistently. Krishna has not forgotten about you. What he's promised is still in your future. Just pass the faithfulness test. Prove to him that you're not going to quit. You're not going to get sour. You're not going to get talked out of your dream. If you'll keep moving forward, Krishna will give you the victory. And when it comes, it's going to be easier than you thought. The waiting is the most difficult part. When you step into favor, things are going to suddenly fall into place. Promotion, healing, increase, all of which will thrust you to a new level. As we read about in the great epic Ramayana, before going into exile for 14 years due to an unfair palace conspiracy, the Lord Ram folded his hands and spoke to his mother, Kausalya. O mother, be devoted to your husband and my father and endure the 14 years of my exile, making sure that he does not suffer excessive grief. Leading a holy life, bide the time until I return. When you finally, after 14 years, see me duly installed as the king, dedicated to your service, you shall achieve all that you desire. And the time that passed will seem just like a brief dream. Then the mother replies, although dismayed at the prospect of losing her son for 14 years, the pious Kausalya nevertheless felt delighted to hear his words. It was clear that she could not change his carefully considered resolution to endure the exile. And blinded with tears, she said, go, my son, with my blessings. May good betide you always. My misery will end only when you return from the forest and offer me words of consolation. If only that time were already arrived. Leave now with a steady mind, Rama, following the footsteps of the righteous, repay your debt to your father. And if you know the plot of the Ramayana, because of her consistency, her forbearance, because of his consistency, the triumph was so famous that we're honoring it and glorifying it here in Spanish for it. Sometimes we're frustrated in our lives because we're trying to control things that only Krishna or God can control. We're trying to figure out things with our tiny little pea-like brains for which we're not given the answers right now. We can get frustrated. We can lose sleep at night. But the good news is you don't have to figure everything out. You just have to know what your job is, and you have to know what Krishna's job is. Our job is just to believe. Our job is to thank and be grateful to God. Our job is to walk in obedience. Our job is to honor him by chanting his holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna's job is to work out the things that we can't work out. We're not on our own. The creator of millions and millions of universes is working out his plan for your life. His job is to open doors that we can't open. His job is to heal sickness. His job is to make things happen that we can't make happen. So we might be frustrated because we're trying to do Krishna's job. Our encouragement is take the pressure off, resign. As God, you don't have to make everything happen. You just have to keep consistently moving forward, staying faithful, being good to people, keeping God first place. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to play up to people. You don't have to manipulate things. You don't have to try and force the outcome. Why? Because it's actually going to be easier than you think. Things are going to fall into place. The right doors are going to open. The right people are going to show up. That school calls you with a scholarship. The medical report suddenly turns around. A $208,000 debt is forgiven with a phone call. It's easy, I think you'll agree, to follow Krishna when everything's going right, everything's golden, we have clear direction. But the real test is, how do you respond when Krishna is silent, when you don't hear anything? You're doing the right thing, but it's not improving. You're being your best, but doors aren't opening. Months have gone by. maybe years, and you don't hear anything. Here's the key. Keep doing the last thing that Krishna told you to do. Keep being consistent. Keep being faithful. Keep chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. See that picture over there? It's God with his mother. Now, how can God have a mother? God is the mother, the father, the progenitor of all living beings. He existed before the sun, before the moon, before the stars, before Shiva, Brahma. How is it possible that God could have a mother? Because this lady was consistent in her desire to serve the Lord in a role of mother. And because of her consistency, the Lord, who knew he was going to descend 5,000 years ago, awarded her the role of being the mother of God. Here's how it's described, again in the Srimad Bhagavatam. As he appeared before Devaki in the prison house of Kamsa, with four arms, a crown, jewels, and all monarchical trappings, he said to her, "My dear mother, in the millennium of Sayambhuva Manu, you and my father were living together as Prajapatis. His name at that time was Sutapta, and your name was Prishni. At that time, Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, was desiring to increase the population, and he asked you to generate offspring. You controlled your senses and performed severe austerities. By practicing the breathing exercises of the yoga system, both you and your husband came to the position that you could tolerate all the influence of the material laws. The rainy season, the onslaught of wind, and the scorching heat of the sunshine, all of that you consistently tolerated. You also executed all religious principles. In this way, you were able to cleanse your heart and control the influence of the material laws. In performing your austerity, you used to eat only the leaves which fell naturally to the ground from the trees. And with a steady mind, you worship me, desiring some wonderful benediction from me. Both of you practiced severe austerities in a previous age when people lived for 100,000 years. You practiced austerities for 12,000 years. During that time, your mind was consistently absorbed in me. When I appeared before you in this form to fulfill your desire, I asked you to request whatever boon that you wanted. At that time, you could have asked me for anything, kingdoms, opulence, wealth, affluence, but what you really wanted, what you had consistently done all that for, was to ask the boon, Lord, will you appear as my son so that I can serve you? Not asking, as 99.9% of religious people do, what God can do for me, but please put me in a position so that I can do the maximum for you. Krishna rewards consistent, faithful people, people that don't give up, people that don't let a disappointment cause them to be sour, people that don't let a setback, a loss, a delay stop their destiny. When things happen that we don't understand, our attitude should be, Lord, thank you that you're working out your plan for my life. Another great devotee of the Lord, in that same seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, five-year-old Prahlad Maharaj, who was harassed by his atheistic father. His father gave him poison. His father put him in a pit of cobras. His father tried to kill him by throwing him over a cliff, putting him under the feet of a war elephant. The five-year-old Prahlad tolerated all of this while consistently chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Prahlad is described in this verse, 33rd verse, 4th chapter, 7th canto. Although Prahlad Maharaj was born in a family of asuras, demons, he himself was not an asura, but a great devotee of Lord Krishna. Unlike the other asuras, he was never envious of righteous people. He was not agitated when put into danger, and he was neither directly nor indirectly interested in the fruitive activities of this material world. Instead, he considered everything material to be temporary and useless, and therefore he was completely devoid of material desires. He always controlled his senses and his life air. He was steady, determined, consistent in his service of the Lord. Therefore, he captured the complete favor of the Lord. Lord, tonight, thank you that you're my guiding light. Thank you that you're ordering my steps, opening doors that no man can shut. Thank you that you're going to get me to where I'm supposed to be. I'm not going to let a bad break, a delay, a pandemic, a person that did me wrong, cause me to quit believing for my dreams and quit pursuing what Krishna put in my heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Can I tell you tonight that you're full of can-do power? The same spirit that flung stars into the sky and created millions of universe lives in you. You are not weak. You are not a victim. You are a victor. You are a warrior. Now do one thing. Dig in your heels and be consistent. Not just when everything is going your way. Not just when your health is good, your business is flourishing, but when the door slams in your face, when the pandemic comes, when the contract doesn't go through, when the journey is longer than you thought, remember, Krishna is looking for those rare people who are consistent, determined, who have stamina. You can't be weak and reach your destiny. You can't be half-hearted and become who you were created to be. Funny story about how not to be. Years ago, before personal scanners and printers, a young male college student, maybe from BYU, let's say, walked into a photography studio with a framed picture of his girlfriend. He wanted the picture duplicated. The photo had to be removed from the frame, and in doing this, the studio owner noticed the inscription on the back of the photograph. It said, "My dearest Tom, I love you with all my heart. I love you more and more each day. I will love you forever and ever. I am yours for all eternity." It was signed Diane, and it also contained a PS. "If we ever break up, I want this picture back." Krishna will be silent at times. You won't hear anything. Things are not improving. Doors aren't opening. What are you to do? Keep being faithful. Keep getting to work on time. Keep singing kirtan. Keep being good to those neighbors. Keep thanking Krishna when you feel like complaining. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. After all, if it was going to happen instantly, you wouldn't need any faith, would you? So don't be impatient for Krishna to act. Just because you had a setback, you lost a loved one, somebody walked away, the medical report isn't good, it doesn't mean that your dream is not going to come to pass. What Krishna promised you cannot be stopped by people, it cannot be stopped by circumstances, it cannot be stopped by bad breaks. My question is, are you going to keep moving forward steadily? Are you going to keep believing, keep praying, keep chanting? Krishna's ways are different. He doesn't do things according to our plans. His ways are his ways. If you don't stay open, you're going to get frustrated, upset, because the door didn't open. Can I tell you tonight, Krishna or God knows what he's doing. When it's time to give birth to your baby, your dream, all the forces of darkness cannot keep you out. There will be a place for you to shine, for you to flourish, to show the whole world what it was that Krishna put inside you. Quit worrying about who wouldn't let you in, why this didn't work out. It wasn't fair. Your increase, your favor, your abundance is not in where you've been. It's in where Krishna God is taking you. It's not in the rearview mirror. It's through the windshield. Now do your part and keep moving forward in faith, not bitter over disappointments, not discouraged over what didn't work out, not upset because it's taking longer, that there were delays and detours. Krishna is saying, if you'll keep traveling consistently, steadily, being faithful when nobody's noticing, doing the right thing, when it's uncomfortable, not complaining because you don't see things changing, then you're going to give birth to dreams that are bigger than anything that you thought possible. Krishna is going to do uncommon, extraordinary things. Nothing that happens to you is a surprise to Krishna. He's ordering your steps. If the door closed, it was supposed to close. If that person walked away, they were supposed to walk away. Don't get bitter. Keep traveling steadily. Keep doing the right thing. Keep being good to people. Keep expecting. Keep believing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Our challenge is be consistent. Don't be ruled by your feelings. Make up your mind. You're not going to be moved by what's not changing, not discouraged over how long it's taking. You're going to keep doing the right thing, proving to God that you're going to be faithful. If you keep moving steadily forward, honoring Krishna, making good decisions, I believe that the victory is going to come to you. Krishna is going to open new doors, bring new opportunities. Problems that have been bothering for years are about to turn around. Healing, freedom, favor, the fullness of your destiny in this life and next life, you're going to go back to home, back to God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.